What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Wow, what's up, Honkas?
It's Honka. It's Wednesday, Honka Wednesday. Hump day. Yep. 6:37. What's up?
Today we did some tongue twisters.
I talk about helping an old dude in the ice.
Mm-hmm, with a crumpet.
The flames blew coke out his nose.
Yeah. And we got 79 rules for Krampus.
Whoa.
Hello and welcome to the Nelson Mandela Punkcast.
Punkcast.
I am one of your cohorts. Gatch. Over there is
Terry. Hump day. We're hanging the Pope. They're saying hang the Pope, hang the Pope. Can you hear him?
Yeah.
He can't say it that fast. Hang it till he's fucking dead.
Was the longest liner notes for a song, though.
And that's it. Thank you very much. Nuclear Assault to start us off today from the Game Over album. Hang the Pope, hang the Pope, hang the Pope, hang... I can't... That's like the worst tongue twister ever. Can you say hang the Pope 10 times in 5 seconds?
75. Hang the Pope.
That doesn't count. Hey, it's Wednesday. We're humping everybody.
Yep, we're still melting snow with flames.
Blow towards Betty. Smoke man. Weed. He's mad. He forgot to put his cans on.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I went to Wendy's with Flames,
yeah,
he ordered a triple Baconator.
Whoa!
Meal.
It
was like a $9 value meal.
I dare you to go, damn. That's
he ate that whole motherfucker, too.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That probably rivals a Big Mo meal.
Big Mo meal.
The Big Montana over at Arby's. It's a half pound of roast beef on a bun.
Does anybody go to Arby's anymore? Did you go there? You
know, I like to.
I like Arby's. I like the Arby's sauce, special tank barbecue. You like the better one that went on the pump.
Horsey sauce. Horsey sauce. Is that just horse?
No, don't do the horsey sauce.
That's just horse semen mixed with pepper,
it
right?
It's mayo and horse semen.
Hey, is your horse seeming to be a little bit sluggish today? Well, maybe you could get him some new horse coffee.
Hey, there's an anniversary this year.
There's one every year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's 20 years ago today. Did you know Bryan Cranston played 2 villains on this popular show? Can you name the show? 1993. Bryan Cranston.
Law and Order.
No. Goofier than that. You gotta guess.
Married with Children.
No, goofier than that.
Goofier than that.
Full House.
And, earlier in the day.
Judge Judy.
The Power Rangers.
Whoa!
Bryan Cranston played 2 different villains in the show.
Nice.
Was he in costume?
I would assume. Maybe not, because he could just shave his head and then he'd look like a villain. Kinda,
Lex Luthor.
Just throw his hands and arms around and go, and the screen would go, pow, or whatever it did. I don't never watched him, really.
Did he play in that movie already that he was supposed to be Lex Luger? Luthor? Luthor?
No, I do not know. No. Superman?
Wasn't it the one with the Man versus, or the Man of Steel?
I don't know.
Was Batman and Superman?
I don't know if it came out yet or not.
Batman.
I heard some people saying that they saw
Bert Wonderstone, but it wasn't.
Excuse me, Jesus Christ, that was sick. Hey, I was just talking about Wendy's a second ago. Check this out. Usually people smoke marijuana and then get fast food, right? But one Wendy's employee allegedly decided to expedite the process by serving a burger that was topped with pot instead of bacon. An employee of Wendy's was arrested last month after a customer called to report that she found a half-smoked blunt inside the bun of her cheeseburger.
Why would you put that in there?
Apparently, the 32-year-old, I'm glad you asked, Amy Sieber was smoking at work and, quote, unquote, misplaced the blunt. Officers from the Lovejoy Police Department responded to the scene to meet with the customer, and Sieber admitted that the blunt was hers. She was fired and arrested.
Yeah, because she wanted it back, I guess, huh?
The customer did not get the munchies, instead experienced a food poisoning-like symptoms and had to be hospitalized despite the fact that the photos collected as evidence, the blunt didn't appear to have been eaten.
Well, that's...
The customer,
that's weird. Did she just decide, oh, I need to put this down on this burger?
Maybe the she put it in a bun. Did she just thumb pressed it like into the backside of a bun, like the underside of a bun?
Yeah.
Because a boss was coming maybe or something. She said she misplaced it. Wendy's offered to help pay for the victim's medical bills and give her a $50 gift certificate for more blunt burgers. But obviously the employee broke the rules, did not follow proper food handling.
Yeah.
You know, so she was fired and then Dave smoked the blunt.
Who's Dave?
Thomas.
The owner of Wendy's.
Oh, Dave Thomas?
Oh, wait, he's dead.
Yeah, he is.
His daughter, Wendy's, not as cute as they always thought she was. She took over the business and she's fat.
She wasn't animated, for one.
She didn't have red pigtails or freckles.
They should make a comic book about her like they did with the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
And hey, the Arby's hat. Kool-Aid. What would the Arby's hat special power be?
Arby's?
Yeah, if the Arby's hat was a comic book hero.
I don't know. All I can think of is the hamburger helper glove.
Oh, shit.
Remember that dude? He's a superhero, isn't he?
I just made helper the other night. I didn't have any hamburgers, so I just made helper.
Just nice. Like a pasta dish.
Yeah. Instead of water, though, I use tomato soup.
Wow. You know, you can also throw, like, little bits of lunch meat in there, too, if you don't have
enough. Bacon.
Bacon, yeah. Hey, did you guys hear President Obama wants to host SportsCenter when he retires from being a president?
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard that there was a big scandal the other day, and they cut Ron Burgundy from his guest spot that he was going to do with Dave Kutchner's character on ESPN. They were going to do a whole Sports Center hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He did interview Peyton Manning, and he kept asking him about the horse mascot. He's like, how's your relationship with Thunder? And Peyton Manning, the mascot?
They did have a... Paul Rudd hosted Saturday Night Live over the last weekend, and they had the whole crew on there. They sang Afternoon Delight with the boy band One Direction, which was the musical guest. It was gross. It was a gross guest. I didn't like them. But no, then at the end, they brought back the old classic skit with Will Ferrell and Koechner. Bill Brasky! You remember back fucking Bill Brasky? He was a son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Bill Brasky eat an entire horse one time. Bill Brasky. My daughter was like, why weren't the other two guys from Anchorman in that skit? And I was like, because that's an old school Koechner / Ferrell skit from back before Anchorman about old Bill Brasky. He was a son of a bitch.
Brasky.
They should have made a movie about Bill Brasky.
Nebraska?
Bill Nebraska.
He's that football guy who used to play football against Cornstalks, wasn't he?
Man. Yeah, Cornstalks Adam.
Yeah, I had a thing about the you ever Adam. Heard of a guy by the name of, what was his name, Robert Downey Jr.?
That son of a bitch.
Robert.
Remember, this is his claim of how he quit drugs that I read the other day. In 2003, he stopped at Burger King. With a car full of a bunch of dope.
Yeah. He gave it to the homeless.
Ate the burger and was so disgusted by the burger.
That he quit doing dope.
That it made him rethink his entire life and he threw all the dope into the ocean.
Wow. Thanks, Burger King. I thought you were going to say he gave all of his drugs
to homeless
people. And no
wonder why we have all these problems with sharks attacking.
They're all hopped up. Did you guys look outside? Do you realize the fucking street value of that corner right there? so much cocaine out there.
Yep.
Robert.
Cocaine. You better bag it up quick, though, before it turns into crystal.
You better bag it up quick before it turns into crystal. Meth.
I saw a 78-year-old guy was locked up for meth.
Skyrocket.
Dude, how does that happen?
That's old.
How long can you do meth? He must have not started until he was like 60.
Yeah, or 75.
Can you imagine just like starting to dabble around with meth when you turn 60?
That's the perfect age because you made it that far, right?
You're like, nah, I never really tried it much, but I thought I'm feeling a little slow.
Maybe he was
tired with my old age.
Yeah, maybe he was just retired and...
He was tired before, yeah, and he was retired.
Yeah.
And he, yeah.
Yeah, when you get old and you retire, then they say, you know, you don't have the energy to do what you wanted to do when you said you were going to retire, so why not just start doing that? Because you got to live, you know, you never know. Live every day like it's your last day, you know what I mean?
Some old people
That's
have a lot more
I do,
energy.
Crank.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I was helping an old guy in the ice storm the other day. I forgot to talk about it on Monday. I thought he might have been on some meth because he was moving his feet faster than fucking Fred Flintstone. The goddamn dude, I could have swore I heard that music, that in the background. Uh-huh. So we had been in there in the tavern eating, and we walked out, and we went across the parking lot. He was in there drinking. He's like 80. His name is Jim. That's all I know. He's Jim. He's got a turquoise and white Ford pickup that's kind of – it's not – like lifted, but it's got running boards, so it's kind of high to get up in there. And I had already slipped in the ice, fell down a little bit on my fake knee.
Yep.
So we get in the car and we drive around, and here's Jim. He's got his fucking door open out of his truck, and he's got like one elbow in the seat, which is about as high as his elbow should be. Other elbow is kind of like hooked on his gas cap right there, right behind the door.
Mm-hmm.
And his fucking feet are just going like out like this, like he's slipping on the ice, but he's holding himself up. And as he's slipping, his feet are moving a mile a minute, but he's like slowly going down.
Uh-huh.
Like he's going, but he's sliding down slowly. We pull up, roll down the window. Danny used to serve him at the bar a lot. She's like, Jim, are you okay? You need a hand? He's like, I got the wrong shoes on. Or, I got the wrong shoes on. And so I'm just sitting there with a little smirk.
Is that a Cypress Hill song?
Yeah, I'm just sitting there watching him with a little smirk as he's like fucking running faster than he ever has in years, backwards in place, slowly falling to the ground. She's like, honey, get out and help him. I was like, all right. So I get out. I help him. They finally get him up. He's got cowboy boots on, slipping and sliding. He's like, you want me to help you up in the seat there, Jim? He's like, no, what I was doing was going around to check my headlights. He's like, your headlights are on. He's like, yeah, but I want to check them. He'd been drinking. He drinks in the morning. He drinks at night. He's been drinking at the tavern for 40 years. He's a regular, like old school. So he fucking shimmies, whatever he does, shimmies and shakes his way around to the front to make sure his headlights are on. So I got to stand out there in the cold, wait for him to walk around, and it was the least I could do because it was the exact same place where I hit that 70-year-old guy about 6 years
Actually,
ago.
Actually, you could have done less.
I guess 10 years ago, 15 years. I could have done less, but at least I didn't run him over like that other dude.
Mm-hmm.
He was crossing where there wasn't a crosswalk, so what was he? You know, I just broke his glasses and cut his face a little bit. I tried to offer him help, but he said no. Cop didn't even give me a ticket. You know that can't be very recently because nowadays you hit an old guy and you're getting a ticket no matter if it was your fault or not.
Yep, hit him and take it.
Back in the 90s, boy, you could knock a 72-year-old man down with your car and drive away unticketed. Luckily, we were right around the corner from the local doctor's office, so he just hobbled on over there and got a couple stitches in his brow.
Yeah?
He was fine.
Fine.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of stitches in your brow.
Mm-mm.
I had them once. Stitches in my brow.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah, both my brows.
Stitches in my brow. Stitches in my brow. I'm
going to
walk
wrestler?
Around with the stitches in my brow.
Wakeboarding.
I heard a stupid fucking rap song the other day.
Stitches in your brow?
It was kind of like that. The chorus was just repetitive. He must have said it 16 times in a row. And forgive me for my inward singing, but this is a rap song. And the chorus went, nigga's about to get stabbed. Nigga's about to get stabbed. Nigga's about to get stabbed. Nigga's about to get stabbed.
Well, stab
nigga's about to get stabbed. Nigga's about to get stabbed. Like 60.
Well, stab
dude,
already.
Are you going to stab him or are you just going to say you're about to get stabbed? 60. You're about to get stabbed.
Dude, I would sprinkle that with
Nigga's
stab
about
already.
To get stabbed.
Yeah.
Nigga's about to get stabbed.
Stab him already.
Crackle's about to get crumbled.
Crackle's about ready.
Cracker. Me and my cracker friends were going down to the park to have a picnic. So, Cracker, stay out of those sun chips until we get to the park.
You should cover that song, but do it country style, so it's like...
Nigger's about to get stabbed.
No,
about to get stabbed.
But
the nigger's about to get stabbed.
For white people.
Honky's about to get stabbed.
Yeah, but like, honkies are about to take a blade. Honky's about to take a blade.
Honky's about to take the blade.
Yeah.
Honky's about to take the blade.
Taking the blade, taking the blade.
Honky's about to take the blade.
Hey, don't you want to call them honkas?
Honka's about Honka's about ready to get Honka. It's like a Tonka. You can call us Honka, but you can't call us Honky. We can call each other Honky, but you can call us Honka. Honka's about to get stabbed with a blade. This one, there is a crazy Florida story involving cocaine. A call back to Monday. Cocaine Florida stories.
Cocaine.
A Florida woman. Maybe
what's
the
same doing one? That cocaine?
She has been accused of child abuse after her daughter allegedly showed up to the Lipscomb Elementary School with some cocaine in her backpack.
Ooh.
What's up with that?
Or as she would call it, her pack.
What's up with that?
I've got some cocaine in my pack. What's up with that? What's up with that? Shauna Beck was arrested on Monday with felony child neglect without great bodily harm because she hadn't done any of the cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yeah, because she'd been searching for it since her kid left for school.
A teacher became aware of the drugs when Beck's daughter began crying and showed the teacher a small baggie of white powder.
Why was she crying?
Oh, my mom's going to kill me, man. She was going to do this morning. She can't get through without her morning cocaine.
She can't make those cookies.
The child told the teacher that she had been in the car with her mother and a friend the night before, and they had been looking for the missing bag, and somehow it ended up in her backpack.
So
how did
the teacher know that it was cocaine?
The kid told
cocaine.
Her.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I haven't got that far. Okay. Beck's neighbor said he's not particularly surprised. I've seen the kids unattended in the neighborhood walking the street at all hours of the night. They're outside doing something when you go by. They're always waving at you. I just can't believe it.
Her own mother probably put it in the bag and just forgot and then probably didn't think that she could.
It doesn't say how they found out it was cocaine. I think the mother said that because it was hers and she wanted it back.
Yeah, it probably would have seemed obvious if the kid was crying that it was drugs or something bad or...
That's my cocaine.
Whatever.
Hey, why didn't that come over the system here, God damn it? Breaking news, Nelson Mandela is dead.
I have a weird Icelandic story.
Ooh, crazy Icelandic.
Not so much, but... on December 2nd of this year, 2013,
that's not long ago.
They had their first fatal police shooting ever in their history.
Wow, they're pretty mellow then.
Yep.
Wow.
That's despite a high rate of guns per capita.
Huh.
But yeah, it's the first time anybody has ever been fatally shot by a police officer.
Wow. Good job, Iceland, for finally stepping it up a little bit and having one murder.
It should be noted that I don't think they have a very diverse culture.
I don't think they have very many guns.
Well, they don't have very many people.
Wow.
Yeah. But in Germany in 2011, police fired 85 bullets, which 49 of them were warning shots and 6 people were killed.
At first, I thought you were going to say they fired 49 officers.
That's pretty good. Only 85 bullets shot in a whole year by a police force, I guess, right?
That is pretty good, actually. Yeah. Not too bad.
Not at all.
In New York City, one of the safest urban areas in America.
Which Queens?
16 have been shot dead by police officers.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Why
do they
gotta use lethal force right away? Why is that the first reaction?
Because it's paranoid. And they're taught to be paranoid.
Yeah, but they got beanbag rounds, right?
Yeah, but they ain't going to fuck around.
They don't mess around anymore.
I heard that a couple of Oregon officers recently fatally
shot. You end up shooting kids that are holding
people.
A fucking toy, you know? Shoot a beanbag round at him instead.
Yeah.
It's going to take down a kid if you shoot him in the nuts with the beanbag, and then you'll go, oh, shit, he had a toy. It's a good thing I didn't shoot a real bullet at him.
Right. My advice is don't, if you don't want to get shot, don't do it.
Right.
Nuts!
That's a good idea, Flames.
It is.
Thanks for your insight.
Yep.
You're a fart smeller.
You ever heard of Pretty Boy Floyd, the gangster?
Yeah.
He was a gangster. Did you know when he robbed a bank, he would destroy the mortgage papers inside? And the public liked them for it.
What?
Yeah, he would destroy the mortgage papers inside the bank so the people wouldn't owe the bank anymore.
But really, they'd still owe them, right?
Well, if they didn't have computers back then.
That was the only record they had.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep, the public, he was endeared to the public. He'd go in there and he'd steal money and then he'd burn all the mortgage papers in there and people wouldn't know anything to the bank and it'd kill the bank.
That's fucking crazy.
But the bank would get funded from all the mortgages.
What the fund are you talking about?
Well, because, you know, banks.
FDIC?
I don't think it would have been back that far, is it?
I don't know.
No, it might have been put in because of things like that, maybe.
But I'm sure they've had insurance on
maybe
stuff like that.
Where there's a will, there's insurance.
Well, there's a dollar, there's insurance.
Yep.
Where there's a dollar?
Damn straight, Honka.
There's $10 of insurance.
Honka's about to get stuck with a knife. Oh, breaking news. Nelson Mandela is dead.
Really?
That was Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yes, he is. You guys have tried that old tongue twister, red leather, yellow leather. Have you ever tried
it? Red leather.
It's hard to say three
red
times.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Whoa, dude.
Red leather, yellow leather.
You guys are fucking hardcore.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Well, MIT researchers claim that they have came up with the most difficult tongue twister. It's not even a
sentence. I like making up tongue twisters.
It's not even a sentence, so
wait,
I could make up a
tongue twister. Is it Japanese?
No, it kind of sounds like it. It's not even really a phrase. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 6 words. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Pad kid poured curd pulled
cod. Poured curd pulled cod.
Pulled cod.
Poured curd cold cod.
Poured curd.
Pulled curd.
Poured curd.
Pulled cod.
Poor bastard.
Pad kid poured cod. Pulled cord. Pulled cod.
Pulled kid.
Pad kid. Pad kid poured curd. Pulled cod. You have to say it 10 times and then they'll give you a prize.
What about I twasn't ready for a tongue twister. I thought I taught you twat.
Well, that's pretty good. This one is designed to trigger speech errors.
Poured curd.
Pad kid.
Huh?
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid.
Pad kid? What is pad kid?
Pad kid poured curd.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid pulled cord pulled cord.
You pulled a cord instead of you poured a curd.
Well, I don't remember it though.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid pulled cord pulled cod.
You say pulled cord second time every time. Poured curd.
Poured curd.
Pad kid poured curd. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd cold cod.
Cold cod.
Damn it.
This is a tough one.
Wow.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Pad kid pulled curd pulled cold cod 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 cod.
Yep.
Obtuse, oblique, beak, black. I don't know, man. Fucking assholes at MIT.
Damn tongue twisters.
Sally sold seashells by the seashore. With her silly shitters.
Yep. Sally sold silly shit by the seashore. Can you say that one?
Sally sold silly shit by the seashore?
By the shitloads.
Ah, with her tits out.
Tits up. That's what a
drunk Wade always called it when you get too wasted. He's like, she was tits up drunk, dude. I can't believe it.
Like, you're laying on your back, I guess.
She was fucking tits up, dude. I took her pants down and just fucked her real quick. Yeah. She woke up later and fucking was pissed.
You know, Andre the Giant was once tits up in a lounge and no one could move him.
I could imagine Andre the Giant being tits up.
You know how many beers he drank in this hotel bar?
You know,
four.
Higher.
47.
Higher.
100.
Higher.
125.
Higher.
150.
200 beers.
Lower.
140.
Here we are.
Lower.
30.
Lower.
20.
Lower. Higher.
25.
Higher.
26, 27, 28.
27. 127 beers he drank.
That's even more than the 90.
I would even just imagine those are just like 12-ounce Coors or even 8-ounce Coors. That's like 800 ounces of beer, at least 1,000 ounces.
Dude, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He didn't. Oh, obviously, he didn't die from that. He died from
He's like 7 foot, 600 pounds or something, wasn't he?
Something like
that. I don't know if he was 600.
He's 5-something.
What?
Yeah, he was 500 and some pounds.
Oh, I thought you said you were telling me he's 5 feet.
Oh, no, he's 500.
Dude, he could hide a can. He could hide a 12-ounce beer can in his fist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was a big boy. The Big Show.
He kept growing,
that
too. He had gigantism or whatever it is where he was still growing when he died.
You know the Big Show? He's a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He was 400-plus.
Yeah, yeah. And he was in The Princess Bride, too, Andre the Giant. Have you watched that yet?
No, we talked about it, but I haven't watched it yet.
You seen that?
I had seen it, yeah.
What do you think of it, Flames?
Yeah. Okay, man.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
Andre the Giant? Inconceivable!
Inconceivable.
You know, there's two things you never do. Is one to start a land war in Asia.
Not sure.
The other one is never bet your life or something of death with the Sicilian when death is on the... I don't even know anymore.
Or when you're on the Yellow Brick Road, don't drink Budweiser.
Dude, the Yellow Brick Road is real.
Are you sure?
What you talking about, Willis?
I'm real.
Where is it?
It's an alternate thing to another dimension.
Oh.
Frank L. Baum wrote The Wizard of Oz as a guidebook for his daughter.
Well, what do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
What is it? What's that guy said in the song about the Tin Man?
I don't know.
And Sir Galahad.
I don't know.
What is that song? And Sir Galahad. You know which one I'm talking about? Like the 60s.
That was American.
Yeah, that's
America.
Right. Yep.
America.
Yep, with the guy who wanted to be Neil Young but never was.
No.
Or did Neil Young steal his shtick?
No. I think America stole his shtick.
Around in the desert on a heart with no name.
That's a speed metal version.
I know. Why? And isn't that lazy songwriting, though, when you can't, you know, you're just singing about a horse and you can't even give it a name?
Well, that rhymes. Oh, yeah, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Nelson Mandela is dead.
He is still.
God, who keeps texting me?
You know that he, you know, there's a period to where you might not be dead, right? That you could, because people crawl out of the grave sometimes.
Dead ringer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying Nelson Mandela might have a period?
You know the body loses about 1.5 degrees.
Nice segue.
Every hour.
After it dies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell her it goes to the nearest body or room temperature.
I learned that on a Facebook post the other night.
Here's the thing about people's death. In 2010, Tokyo officiants went to congratulate the oldest man in the city on his 111th birthday.
And he died.
Nope, when they got there,
too soon.
They found a 30-year-old skeleton.
Wow.
His family had been collecting on his pension for 30 years.
Damn.
Wow.
I'm going to do that.
So he died at 85, huh?
They were pulling it off when he was supposed to be 111.
I'd just be dressing up like my old dead dad.
I would have to check the mail right now to get my check. I'm so old I can't even believe I've lived this long. More checks, please. I'm giving them to my family. I don't spend any money anymore.
Wow.
That was crazy.
I gotta tell
his kids would be like, you know, 90 by then, too, anyway, yeah. Right?
My dad's 110. I'm 90. I just act like I'm my dad.
Yep. Yeah, you could just walk out of the room and put another shirt on and walk out, and, you know,
take
all old
off.
People look the same, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if they're black.
Uh-huh. Or if they're wearing blackface.
I'm kind of glad. My dad used to have a pretty long beard.
Uh-huh.
And as he gets older, I don't know if his hair's breaking off or not taking good enough care of it, but it seems to be getting shorter.
Huh.
Because he tried to grow his beard.
Is it
out.
Inward growing?
Have you ever seen anybody?
And now it's growing inward.
And it's even fucking better. Yeah, he's got a whole bunch of hair in his mouth. It just grows up out of
his
the bottom.
His taste buds
of
are growing.
It's weird. No, but what it is like, I was hoping this beard didn't get too long. I've seen some people with some long beards. But the man with the longest beard in the world, it was 4.5 feet long.
Hmm.
You know what's funny? He tripped over it, broke his neck, died.
What?
Yep, he's dead.
Well, he was that short?
Well, maybe. 4.5 feet from your... Yeah. Guess you only got another half a foot up, huh?
Yeah.
You could trip on it.
I tripped hard on that shit.
That would be tough, though, man.
He was tripping on it that his beard was 4.5 feet long.
You should have trimmed it up, you know? I mean,
yeah, if you trim it, you won't trip on it.
Something. You could have walked bow-legged around it.
So he really couldn't believe that his beard has got that long, and he fucking tripped hard on it. He was tripping hard, and he fucking died. He's dead. Do you guys work out much? You go to the gym?
Sure.
You ever been to the gym, Flames?
No.
You ever paid money to go to the gym workout?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What
about you?
Not.
No. You ever just think, fuck, I ain't doing that. I'm going to work out at home?
No.
About 10 years ago.
Racquetball.
I got on a kick where I started doing push-ups at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like at night before bed.
Yeah.
Do like 5 reps of 10, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But man, after fucking 50 push ups, you start getting hard to do them. Mm-hmm. How many push ups do you guys think you can do?
Oh, I can do quite a few.
You do 100?
I don't think I could write it in continuously.
No, in the groups of 10, I could probably do 3.
Three push ups?
No, in groups of 10, 3 sets of 10.
30.
Groups of 10, I could do
1,000.
No.
50 is pretty tough, though.
Dude, I don't understand, because I hear people like, you know, in their workouts that are all like gym people, they're like, I did 100 push-ups, and then I did 1,000 push-ups.
Yeah. Well, if you're used to doing 100 push-ups a day for like years, I mean, it's nothing for you, because you've built that muscle set.
This
that
one
you're
guy
using
says he does 1,000 push-ups, 1,000 sit-ups, and then 1,000 crunches or something, and then he does his regular workout.
Oh, yeah.
That would just be training those particular muscles, you know.
So I looked it up. What the record is the most push-ups consistently done by this Japanese dude. I don't even think that it's... I can't believe it.
It's probably over 100.
Dude, it's 10,057.
Push-ups?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
10,057.
That's what I say. I can't believe
one?
It. Yeah.
Without stopping.
Without stopping.
Why didn't he do one more?
Because as many as he could get.
What?
Wow.
Come on, you tell me that he couldn't get one more?
10,056!
Oh, BS. I could get one more from him.
10,057!
Come on. One more. One more.
Oh, 10,000.
One more. Come on.
He fell down.
You telling me that's all you got?
Continuous push-ups. Wait, no, 10,507.
That's a lot.
How long did that take him?
It doesn't say, but they were continuous.
Oh, maybe he was timed. Maybe that was...
maybe he was doing the...
He only did it in 12 minutes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2,
what
3,
did we see on the Guinness Records
still,
the other day, Flames?
It's unbelievable.
We saw a guy on a unicycle shooting targets
heroin.
With a blow dart.
Oh, yeah.
And shooting heroin.
Shooting heroin in a fucking police station bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
On a unicycle.
And then we saw... I got nothing else. I forgot everything else.
I was trying to type something
in. The chick that crushed apples with her arm.
Oh, she crushed apples with her bicep. Like, how many in a minute?
Just
like 16? Yeah, well, she more like grabbed her other hand and used it as a lever like it was a fucking nutcracker, dude. It was fucking weird to watch.
She had 18.
Yeah, and but she had to wipe off her arm because it was all slippery. Then she'd put it right there and she'd just grab her wrist with the other hand.
Pop!
Crack!
It would just be all sticky after a while, you think.
Dude, it sounded like it was fucking her bones breaking every single fucking time.
Bet it was just the apple going.
She said she realized that she was something special with it when other people would try it and they'd be bruised all around their arms. And afterwards, because she was wearing, you know, just like a top. She had apple in her tits and between her tits, and she pulled it out, and you saw she almost wanted to eat it. I thought, oh, that's her party trick.
I thought she was going to smash it with her tits for a second.
Yeah.
That would have been more impressive. You had to get them going where they flap together and at the crushing power of an apple, and you just have someone else, like, throwing it up from below.
All right, so fuck, it's been cold. I hope it's warmer now by Wednesday.
Oh, it will be.
My hot water pipes froze up on Saturday and Sunday. God damn it. So my wife was going to do the dishes, and I said, you can't do the dishes because there's no hot water. And she says, oh, we can boil some on the stove and pour it in there. Well, I don't know if I ever told you guys this story, but when I was about six or five or somewhere around there, our hot water heater was out. Mm-hmm. My parents were all high. Well, I don't know if they're high. They liked to party a little bit back then. But my mom and her friend were getting ready to do the dishes, and they boiled some water on the stove.
Uh-huh.
And it was in like a big pot that's got like two handles on each side.
Uh-huh.
And she was trying to dump it into the sink, and it started to burn her hand, and she let go of it and it fell back on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like polyester pants on, and it was boiling water. And it just...
Was she working at Dairy Queen?
No, she was in my kitchen, in my house. The house.
No, I meant because of the polyester pants.
Oh, yeah. No, but she just got off work from Dairy Queen. And then, no, and it was a weird thing for me to see because they had to take my mom to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And, like, melted the polyester. And dad was taking the pants off of her, her skin was just coming off. She had, like, third-degree burns over, like, 40% of her body.
Wow.
And so I had to tell my wife that story. I think she thought twice maybe about boiling water. I said, don't let it boil. It doesn't have to be boiling.
Yeah. Just get it to where it just starts boiling,
like,
and then you...
Well, even half, you know, 212 is a little hot to be washing dishes in.
Mm-hmm. You can dip your finger in and test it as you go every 30 seconds.
I think 120 is good.
Yeah. Just get it to where, you know, grab a normal water temperature.
So, yeah, a big lesson for you kids. Don't try to dump boiling water into a sink because the steam will come up or something.
Don't try.
Yeah.
You dump boiling water.
Next thing I knew, my mom was hooked on heroin.
Yeah.
From all that morphine that they gave her in the hospital. And then my dad actually, I'm coming clean. This is some real shit right here. My dad took heroin, like a rig full of heroin, into the hospital to visit my mom and, like, took her IV out. Not out of her arm, but you know where it connects to the IV.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, gave her some heroin in the hospital. Because they were just giving her morphine. That wasn't working very well.
Dude, that's a story up there with the
doing
in the police station.
Yeah, and then you got ran over by a deer that just got hit when you're jogging back shooting up.
Dude, I wonder if that chick was somebody's grandma.
She is probably now.
Yeah. Well, grandma got ran over by a deer.
The jogger got ran over by a flying reindeer. Or a flying
I probably
goat.
Just forgot that that was actually a cartoon.
What? That grandma got ran over by a reindeer?
Yeah.
That's a cartoon?
Yeah. It's a whole 30-minute cartoon that they show.
Like a holiday special of some sort?
Yeah. Like Frosty.
Frosty the Snowman.
What's your favorite one when you were growing up of the yearly... shows.
Good old Kris Kringle.
I would have to say Frosty because of Burl Ives.
Frosty?
Burl Ives.
What's the one that had the dentist?
That was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, that thing was creepy looking. The dentist?
Crentist.
Yeah. Wasn't that the one, or which one was the one with the abominable snowman?
That's the one with the dentist.
All right, yeah.
So maybe you just always watch the same one.
I did.
You're like, what's the one with that reindeer with the red nose?
No, I remember. Yeah, I remember the Frosty because it had that one evil guy in there who wanted his hat.
And then there was that other one that had the thing about Santa and his reindeer.
And that one about Donner.
Blitzen.
Yeah, those are all
Cupid and Gomez.
They were playing those before Thanksgiving this year, and that's just
That's wrong.
I know.
Why don't they ever talk about how the reindeer represented black people?
As slaves? Yeah.
I just made that up.
That's pretty good. You got 8 slaves, and the one out front's an alcoholic because his nose is all red.
Nope.
They're all brown.
No, it's so all Santa's
it's all symbolism
too. It was the
oh, well, he
Rudolph
was an alcoholic
was
too.
Race.
They were stealing his liquor, is what they were.
It's cold.
There was a skit on Saturday Night Live last weekend that Santa went on this heavy-duty diet, and then like he came back and he was all skinny.
And super fit.
And the elves were all freaking out. It's like, who are you guys to be calling me weird-looking? You guys are little freaks of nature. And they're like, where's Mrs. Claus? And he's like, well, me and Mrs. Claus decided to take a little break from each other. I was going to tell you guys, I'd like to introduce you to my new friend. We met down at the 24-Hour Fitness. Some bleach blonde dingo bombshell.
Go, Santa.
Yeah. You think Santa exists?
I don't.
I do.
Oh. Elaborate, Mr. Flames.
He's my hero.
What was the last gift you got from Santa that was from Santa?
You said that twice.
Yesterday, as a matter of
fact. It was weird.
You got a present from Santa yesterday?
Yeah.
Why did he come so early?
Is
he having trouble with impotence? I mean, geez, you could wait until Christmas.
Santa got you a present yesterday?
Yes.
What did he get you?
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, I understand now.
All right. All right.
Okay. All right.
What was the last thing you opened from Santa?
All right. What was the last present that you received from Santa that you opened and got to enjoy? It wasn't supposed to be that funny.
A coal. A lump of coal. That's what it was.
I'm not
I guess
sure.
That would come from Krampus.
Krampus. My favorite. A lot of people don't know about Krampus.
Krampus on Campus. You remember that movie?
I don't.
Krampus.
It would be a good one, though. We should write it.
Dude, that
is that Claus's brother?
It's the evil Santa, dude. He whip children
evil
and
Santa dude.
Bring coal and steal children and kidnap
nice.
Them.
He'd steal them?
He would. He'd kidnap them. It's like, if you weren't good, man, Krampus is going to come and kidnap you, and fucking he whips children and abuses them.
Krampus. It sounds like something a female gets.
Krampus Maximus, bro. Yeah, Krampus. He was a dick. He scared kids. That's something that kids should be scared of.
If you had more than one, they'd be Krampi.
Grandpa Krampi. Old Grandpa Krampus.
Yep.
Old Grandpa Krampus, he was meanie. He'd take all the...
That guy was evil, man. Krampus.
He'd take all the presents and just burn them without even opening them.
Yeah.
So that's when I wrapped up one box of gunpowder.
Box of chocolates.
I got Krampus on that one.
Did he watch it burn?
Watch this burn. Oh, my nose is still a little bit plugged up. God damn it, I shouldn't have done so much cocaine. Flames brought some coke over on Monday and was blowing it out of his nose.
You guys going to buy the PS4 or Xbox One?
No, I'm not going
to. You know, the Xbox One is 3 generations behind the PlayStation 4.
Seriously?
Yeah, Xbox One. PlayStation 4.
I know. That's weird to me how they would downgrade so much. They went from 360 to 1. It's like, at least PlayStation's moving up. They went from 3 to 4.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob Ford would be stoked right now.
Why is that?
All the coke out on the street.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Toronto mayor?
Yeah. Do you realize the street value of that street out there? of that street.
The street value of the street.
The millions. Millions of dollars.
Game's always a game.
Who's a what's a what?
Brother gotta have a code.
If that was the case.
The guy code.
There'd be a bunch of zombies out there.
There are a bunch of zombies
collecting
out there.
Snow.
You don't believe it? Have you
go
ever
to their backyard and they just got never, piles and piles?
Has there ever been a snow zombie?
No, but it's bound to snow. Snowbound. It's bound to snow in Atlanta sometime. And that's where The Walking Dead is. Are you losing interest in that yet, Sean?
Oh, hell no. I'm getting more interested in it.
What about the two episodes before?
It just explained a few things.
Yeah, the governor. It took too long.
It kind of, well, what it is should have caught on to it, but, I mean, with them showing him that much.
You knew he was going to die?
Yeah, I should have known that he was going to die.
Whoa.
There was a solid, awesome 3 minutes per episode.
But,
at least, that's kind of like a football game. How much time do you think is actually good on Walking Dead?
But the rest was filler.
You got
like,
42
minutes.
I mean,
fucking watching that final battle scene, the last one, was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they got fucking headless Herschel.
Yeah, I felt bad for Herschel. And you know the
bad for him. He didn't care. It's not about what fucking he was living for. It's about what he gave his life for, whatever you said in that one episode.
Yeah. It's not about what we're living for.
Do you ever follow through with the story sync on AMC.com?
No, because I'm always watching it later, and it'll say...
You can watch that later, though. You can sync it up. It's a story sync.
Yeah, I haven't had the internet for a while, so...
Yeah, it's not really that cool anyway.
I didn't think it was.
I was kind of shocked that he got it.
He got what?
I figured she would have got it first.
Well, he got stabbed, and then you know when that lady came over there and finished him off, I thought it was going to be Herschel's daughter at first, like the Asian kid's girlfriend, but it ended up being the mother of that little girl.
I was shocked how cold he was towards that girl.
Yeah.
That he just didn't even fuck. There was no grieving or thoughts of like, hey, this is so similar to my daughter's, what I went through with my daughter. It wasn't any of that. It was like, grab it, blam, right in the head.
Yeah, but that wasn't his real daughter, though, was it?
I know, but you thought he would have had some sort of connection with her beyond that to fucking at least, like, flinch.
He was evil.
Yeah, he had lost it. I mean, he had...
You know, and then...
Probably
yeah.
because of the fact that he'd lost his family and everything was going wrong.
It was
wrong.
Impossible to like him, how he backstabbed the other guys for no reason.
Uh-huh.
The family.
Just evil.
And then...
Turned on his whole team back.
His whole team.
Killed everybody but a few.
And then on the prison. And then on fucking What's-Her-Face last season. When he just left
Angela.
Her there with that zombie.
Yeah, that poor nerd dude.
Mm-hmm. It was like he wanted to die... It was all about how Herschel said, how are you going to go out dying? You know, I'm going to go out dying trying to kill Rick. That's what he wanted to do.
Yep. I almost thought Rick was going to die there for a second in that one episode.
He should have just killed him then if that's what all he wanted to do when he went up to talk. He should have pulled out his gun and fucking shot him. That's what would happen in the real goddamn world. With
yeah.
Him talking and letting him go, yep. Whatever.
Yep.
But this ain't the real goddamn word.
How's he going to fucking take the prison when he just knocked down the goddamn fence and fucking blew half the prison up with a fucking
tank? Yeah, you think he had no intentions of staying there or he wouldn't be thrashing the place.
It was all about revenge.
Yep. It was more like he took on what Rick was saying.
Because he could make it out there.
If no one's going
to live
need
it. He just wanted people to help him take his revenge.
If the only thing he wanted was to kill Rick so passionately that he didn't care about anything else, he should have just shot him the moment he had him in his sights.
Yeah.
Or even just face to face. He talked to him for a good half through a commercial break.
Yeah.
I don't know what they said in the commercial break, but I'm sure they had words there too.
Yeah.
Just because they stopped filming doesn't mean they stopped talking.
And teeing trumpets.
I don't know about that.
Probably had some.
These are real people, man.
I forgot.
Tea and crumpets.
Tea and crumpets, that's what they had?
Crumpets. Yeah. Tea and crumpets?
Crumpets.
Tea and crumpets, is that like a superhero team?
Teen
crumpets. They're like a teen superhero.
Go, teen titans, yeah.
Tea and crumpets.
Tea and crumpets. It's dynamite.
Yeah. Go, go, teen crumpets.
Man.
Crumpets.
So I know you guys wouldn't because we don't do that, but...
Crumpet?
Collectors do. How much do you think someone would pay for Bob Dylan's guitar that he played at the Newport Folk Festival when he came out electric and they thought he was going to be folk?
It's a $10 million.
Wow. No, I'm going to go... Wow.
It's a Fender Stratocaster.
$1 million.
Well, what year?
It does not say. It was used in 1965. The auction, estimate
83,000.
The auction estimate was expected to sell for $300,000 to $500,000.
Oh wow! Then went 875.
You're getting closer. Higher.
$1 million.
Less.
975.
Less.
960.
More.
954.
65.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. $965,000 someone bought.
And then they went up there, won it, and smashed it on stage.
It's a record, they said, but I thought it was a guitar. They said he sold his guitar after it was sold for a record. $965,000. Why would they want to record $965,000? That reminds me of, like, a long time ago when I was a kid. My cousins, who graduated in the class of 1979, they graffitied the car wash next door to my house before it was our car wash because my parents weren't together at the time. And they wrote 79 rules with the 79 with one little apostrophe. Or I guess it's on the apostrophe by the 7.
Yeah.
And I said... Why did you write 79 rules on the wall? And I got to thinking about it. I was 10 or 11 at the time. Mm-hmm. Must have been fucking really stoned that day. And I was like, what's the 79 rules? And they're like, no, 79 rules because that's the year we graduate. And I was like, what are the rules? And he's like, it's not rules. I go, well, it says 79 rules. And he's like, no, it means that the year 1979 rules. And I was like, how is the year? What are the rules of 1979? And he's all, no, it rules like a leader, you know, like a king, like a ruler.
Yep, 79 rules over the kingdom.
I was like, a ruler? What does a ruler have to do with this? That's like 12 inches. I don't even understand. I remember that story after getting my old dresser from the Albany house, which was my childhood dresser, and right on the top it says, 1986 rules. With a
87 rules.
With a lightning bolt right by it. Yep.
That should be the name of your book, 79 rules.
What are the 86 rules for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 86 rules.
Like why? Because that was the year I graduated.
No, and then you just put 86 stories in it. 86 rules.
Rule number one, never fuck with your cousin about misunderstandings of grammar. 79 rules? What are the rules? He's like, no. It's like, who's on first? I don't know. What's on second? I don't know who's on third. I don't know. 79 rules?
Shit's
what are the
on
rules?
Second. Well, don't step in it.
Oh, he just slid into shit.
No.
What shit?
Shit's down.
Jack's off? Hey, can I talk to Jack?
Shit's talking to Fletcher.
What? Shit's talking to Fletcher?
Fletcher, Flosher.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Flip-flop-flo.
I almost thought for a second there that I was losing my mind.
You like Prince?
Yeah, I don't hate him. We'll
you like Prince's cover of Creep by Radiohead?
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Someone posted on YouTube and Prince had it taken down for copyright infringement.
Dude, he took my video down.
And Radiohead said, it's our fucking song, tell them to unblock it.
I posted a video of Strange Dichotomy doing When Doves Cry.
What they do?
When Doves Cry.
Oh, really?
Got blocked by Prince. And now it says, this video... is not available.
He's cock blocked.
No, it says it's not available in your country. So any of you listeners abroad, you can watch my Prince video on my Domesticide YouTube channel.
Does anybody in your family or anybody in your family those type of people?
That
say,
was a good hit.
Don't get me anything for Christmas.
Oh, we all say that. Now I've turned into them. We are officially not buying presents for Christmas. We're going to have a New Year's celebration after everything goes on sale a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you should have just bought Halloween candy. For the stockings.
Yeah.
That's what I get in my stocking, Halloween candy.
And then a gift certificate to go to the dentist. What?
Or pepperoni. Pepperoni fits in the stocking. Now we will find
out later. Hans listens to Slayer, but only one week out of the year. It's always something cool, because you know he's a player. For a second, I thought he was listening to Michael Jackson. The album's called Man in Motion. But that's the man.
Oh, that's that Michael Jackson album.
That's what I thought.
Looking at the man in the motion.
Yeah. No, it's actually a guitarist from...
I'm looking to change my motion.
From the Allman Brothers Band.
Whoa.
He's listening to Warren Haynes.
Warren that reminds Haynes. Me of something I listened to this week.
What's that?
I listened to an interview with Diener Wiener.
Oh, on What the Fuck?
No, this was a Diener Wiener. He was on a show called Guitar Moves, and he talked about guitar moves, and he said that he's basically been playing two solos his entire career, and one being an Allman Brothers one, and one being one from called, like, Mud Funk or something from a early Parliament album, maybe.
Huh.
Yeah, and so he he's
two solos is all it takes.
Yeah, he's got the happy one and then the one that's angry.
Yeah.
And he said one of the one time in 95, this was after Chocolate and Cheese.
He pauses to smoke some weed.
He said that he wanted to see if he could give guitar lessons, like kind of a challenge type of a thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear you.
And he said that the first lesson that he told him was one of the first lessons that he learned.
I forget.
You either wear your guitar above your dick or below your dick, but not over it.
Well, that's my problem. I'm always covering my dick up.
Yep.
Because I like to play naked.
Yeah, you either play up here, like that one guy.
From Necryptic.
Yep. I just wanted to see who you'd say.
Yep, Chris from Necrystic.
Who do you know that plays way up here, Flames?
Bill Wyman.
I don't know many people that play clap there.
Flea. I don't play way over down here.
Flea plays way down there.
Oh, the guy from Blink 182. Oh, Dan Lilker is a low slinger, but he plays the bass, but whatever.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Bass players always play lanky, don't they?
Yeah, they sling a little low. Ron Ferris slings a little low.
I bet Lurch was a hell of a bass player.
Oh, dude, he fucking tore it up.
Lurch?
Yeah. Yeah.
From the Munsters?
Yeah. Glad you knew. Got the reference. Yep. So, yeah.
What do you think Herman played?
With himself.
He probably sang. He was probably, he probably demanded that he sing. I'm a bird singer. What about Grandpa? He probably played the drums, right?
Yeah. And you know that Cousin It, he was a guitarist. Wait, that's Adam's Family, huh?
Yeah.
Did I get him fucking
up? He would have been a keyboard, though, right?
I think they should mix them both.
No, I was thinking of The Thing.
The Munsters meets the Addams Family. Didn't
they
have that?
They're the same family. They're just different.
It's like Scooby-Doo and Speed Racer. Or Speed Buggy. Sorry.
How Lose is my favorite, though. From Car 54, yeah. Where Are You, Man? That show is way one of the hidden classics of that age.
Car 54?
Yeah.
Talking into a shoe.
Yep.
I think it was kind of weird. Kind of weird that Hans was listening to Warren Haynes. So I was listening to War and Peace.
Who?
War and Peace on audiobook.
Really?
No, but that'd be funny.
That would be a crazy. It was. I don't know. That'd just be.
It was read
long...
by. It was read by Morgan Freeman, so it made me feel good.
It was read by what is that guy? David Keith? Is that the Allstate guy? Or Keith David?
Yeah, there's a white one and a black one.
I know. One was in Firestarter, and the other is the Allstate guy, right?
Yeah, and the president of 24.
David Keith.
David Keith and Keith David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy should do books on tape. It just sound like the Allstate guy. Read by the Allstate guy.
Allstate.
I can't even remember what his
would
voice
you,
sounds like.
Would you get the audiobook version of Dr. Sleep read by Gilbert Gottfried?
I wouldn't get the audiobook of anything read by Gilbert Gottfried.
Unless he was doing his imitation of Jerry Seinfeld.
What is the deal? Today, we'll be reading this book. Who wrote this book? What is the deal?
So, yeah, I'm thinking about going into book reading for audiobooks. Where do you get hired for that?
I don't know.
Because my wife, she reads a lot of Anne Rule and different stuff like that. And I was reading one about a massacre at the fucking OSU campus back in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
But
should try to get a job reading those Harlequin romance novels.
Oh, I do that for free.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Just read those. There's so many of them. Or Louis L'Amour books. Who reads those?
I don't.
Audiobook.
See, I don't think I could handle it, though. Listening
you
to
you can
it.
Take breaks, though. It's not like you have to read it
well,
constantly.
Not recording it.
You know,
I'm talking about listening to it. I've never listened to an audiobook. Have you?
Yeah, I've listened to a couple whole books.
Really? Stephen King, huh?
No, I didn't. I listened to that one story.
Huh.
But as John Saul, I listened to one of his books at work. It took me about a week.
Whoa.
40 hours long. I got it from the library because they have audio books there.
Slow reader.
He's a slow listener.
Yeah, I could have turned the pitch up, I guess.
You need to talk a little faster.
It was a very interesting listen.
Nice.
About kids who were at another town where
so
we
do
went
they
for
read
the
it
summer.
Like you would hear like a radio announcer or do they put
this guy read like in various voices for the different characters, not like silly like, but where it's a major change.
But as far
but
as
you
like,
could tell the different characters had their own little.
And she said, "I don't like the way you're looking at me."
No,
and he said,
not like
baby,
that, but it was more like. And she said,
"I won't fuck you up.
Hey, what are you doing here, buddy?"
He was Canadian.
Oh, yep, buddy.
What are you doing here, buddy? Hey, and
look at my beady eyes.
Love it.
Hey.
On the second day of December, in a year when the Georgia peanut farmer was doing business
in the White
House.
Why don't you go back down south, ya honka?
Yahunga. One of Colorado's great resort hotels burned to the ground on the second day of December in a year when a Georgia peanut farmer was doing business in the White House.
Buddy?
Buddy? The Overlook Hotel was declared a total loss, buddy. What if you said buddy after every sentence?
Buddy?
After an investigation, the fire marshals of Chisilla County ruled the cause had been a defective boiler, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, the hotel was closed for the winter. Ain't accident occurred and only 4 people were present, buddy.
Hey.
3 survived, buddy.
What do we do? Yeah. You know what I mean?
The hotel's off-season caretaker, John Torrance, was killed in an unsuccessful and heroic effort to dump the boiler steam pressure, buddy.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey. You know what I mean? 2 of the survivors were the caretaker's wife and young son, buddy.
Hey.
The 3rd was the Overlook's chef, Richard Halloran, who had left his seasonal job in Florida to come and check on the Torrances because of what he called a powerful hunch that the family was in trouble, buddy.
Hey.
You could do the audiobook version of 79 Rules. You could just, like, record 79 little bits about you talking about something, and then you could do, then you wouldn't even have to do the book. You could just release it as a record.
The following is an audiobook presentation
this is
of
just,
79
an audiobook
rules.
Is just a long, musicless album, right?
79 Rules by Terry Gehl. Rule number 1. Never look someone in the eye while eating a banana. Rule number 2. Never eat a hot dog without mustard.
What?
That's a rule. You got to follow the rules.
I'm not listening to it anymore.
I should have left that for number 78. Huh? See, this is just the learning process now. I know to leave that one later. And the final rule, rule 79, please disregard all previous rules. The end. All this was for nothing, you peasants. Tune in next week to my next audiobook, which will be released called 80 Rules.
79
Rule number 80,
Please reinstate all former 79 rules. Which in Krull's rules 79.
That was industry for that guy who wrote fucking Life's Little Instruction Booklet, and that was a whole fucking genre for a while, wasn't it? Chicken soup for the poop. That's the one for when you're sitting on the
chicken
the
pole
toilet,
for the
right?
soul.
Yeah, that's like the bathroom reader version of chicken yeah. for soup for the poop.
He woke up needing to pee, buddy.
Oh, they got those bathroom reader books.
Outside, a strong wind was blowing, buddy. It was warm in Florida. It almost always was, but he did not like that second, as supposed he never would, buddy. Welcome
you, you
to
know
buddy.
That Melissa McCarthy eh? Chick?
She's pretty funny.
You know she's related to Jenny McCarthy?
No.
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
Distant cousin?
No,
fat sister? Fat aunt?
No, I didn't read any more than that.
Have you ever heard of kids that like, or not kids, but someone your age that has an aunt or an uncle that's way younger than them? I just said aunt.
Yeah.
That's way younger?
Like, I was hearing a, like a 20-some-year-old comic talking about his 4-year-old aunt. Or aunt.
My...
That's wild, man. That's wild.
That's fucking wild.
My son.
That's fucking wild, man. It's wild.
Sorry. My son has a aunt that's... That they're still young.
They're still young?
Yeah.
So is the aunt younger than him?
No.
Oh, well, then
but my sister's kids are all older than them. All three of them.
Sabatha Hanti, Lord Samhanti, Chana Rasan.
If I had a kid, his aunts would be quite a bit older than him.
But yeah, we're talking the opposite spectrum.
Yeah. That's because my sister's kids are all...
So that'd be like if you were 17 or 18 and you had a kid and your sister was like not born yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then your parents had an accident when they were like 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had another kid. And then your kid's aunt would be younger than them. But to be 25 years younger, that's an anomaly. What would I call that? It's a bunch of bullshit is what I call
it. I wonder who the oldest aunt ever is.
It's the oldest person in the world.
An aunt only has a lifespan of like less than a year.
I thought you meant aunt. That's why people call them aunts.
Adam aunt?
Adam aunt. Adam and the aunts. Depends on what country you're from. Please welcome Adam and the aunts. All right. This has been a fun hot day. We're not necessarily done, but we're going to take care of some spilled milk here.
Spilled milk.
Don't stop, you guys. Quit crying over it.
I like spilt milk.
Spilt milk with a T. Spilt. He spilt it.
Spilt.
I killed him. What'd you do with that knife, son? I killed him. I killed him. Check out Pizza Now. They got a Facebook and a Twitter. They got a website. It's pizza-now.com. Their Twitter is @pizzanow1. And you should check out their Facebook, too. It's facebook.com/pizzanowalbany. They do some status updates where if you see the status update, they'll be giving away, like, free pizza balls or bacon bread or something free
tell
with an order.
You heard about them through the Tagcast.
Yeah, if you tell them that you heard about them through the Terry and Gadge comedy show, they will let you buy stuff from them at regular price.
Yeah.
Also, you can call them 541-928-0900. Their dough is made fresh daily. Their 100% mozzarella cheese is shredded daily. Homemade sauce, all natural ingredients. And no Michael Schenker group. Apparently, Chris doesn't like the Michael Schenker group. I'm sorry, Hans. I know that's one of your favorite guitarists, but no MSG at Pizza Now. It took you a second to get that, didn't you? He wasn't paying attention.
Well, I wasn't thinking about MSG.
Well, you should have been. Albany, MSG. Oregon's newest pizzeria, family-owned and operated. Come try us today. You can get delivery for $2.50 with a minimum $15 order. Add in a 2-liter of soda for $2.25, and you have got three pizzas and a drink for $19.75 to your door. Wait.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
You can give the dude a 25-cent tip if you're feeling Jen. Feeling Jen. I'm going to start talking in half words. Dude is totally awk. Let's talk to these guys. Next Jen. people. Fucking
next gen.
Also, go to terrygile.com. I got about 3 or 4 shows coming
up. Can you order on pizza now through your PlayStation 4?
No, but Xbox One you can.
Mm. Really?
Japanese people, they don't like pizza now.
No, that's bullshit.
They like pizza later.
Yeah. Oh, here we go, right here. A 70-year-old woman gave birth to twins. I bet you her other children are old aunts.
That'd be sisters. But if they're
the aunts, though.
Yeah. If her
Well, I bet you they'd be old aunts.
No, if her kids had kids. You know, if she's 70, her kids are probably 50.
Yeah.
And then their kids are probably 30. Mm-hmm. So it'd be a 30-year-old with a baby aunt. Aunt.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it would be like a 25-year-old having a 4-year-old aunt. Mm. I'm going to go over to my aunt's house and stay the night.
Ma'am.
She's a baby.
Why do all aunts live on farms, though?
Not all aunts.
Some of them live on hills. My aunt lives on a hill.
Some of them live in kitchens.
My old aunt, she lived on a hill. Wait a minute.
She won't do it, but her sister will.
That'd be your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom? Blaine looks scared right now.
You didn't know Jimi Hendrix was talking about my aunt?
Mm.
Oh, wait, that wasn't Jimi Hendrix. No, it was ZZ Top.
It was Gibbons.
The Gibbons. Hey, quit gibbing her away.
Was it Gibbons?
Gibson. Billy Gibbons.
Billy Gibbons. Like, what was the other guy's name?
Dusty Hill.
Yeah, yep. They weren't real brothers, though, were they?
No, weren't brothers.
No, but Frank Beard, didn't have no beard.
Yeah,
the
did.
Other guy's name was originally Mustache, but they changed it to Gibbons.
There's a picture out there on the internet with ZZ Top without beards back when they played at a high school.
He had a little
beard.
Like
Fandango.
He had a little beard for a while.
Light of floor Fandango.
Hey, stick around after the show for plugs. Also, go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the Amazon link.
Yeah,
it'll take you to
awesome.
Amazon, and you can buy some Christmas presents
you
for
can
your
buy
friends.
Some Fandangos.
You
some
can.
Pink Fandangos.
You can buy a fleshlight for $34.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
Fleshlight?
Yeah, it's like a flashlight, but it has a pussy on the end. You can fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing. You want me to show it to you? I got one in my pocket.
Yeah, it looks like a mag light, but it's just a pocket pussy.
It's actually a fag light.
Because
I heard that jacking off's kind of gay. Did you know that? My friend told me that jacking off was gay, and I said, no, it's not. It's just a regular thing. And he said, well, think about it. You are playing with a man's penis and enjoying it. You're finishing the job, too. You're cleaning up after him. Fucking fag. And with that, I think we'll wrap this hump day up. Flames is laughing over there. I think it got him for a second. That's a new joke I'm working on. I'm glad you laughed at it because I'm going to tell it at Denny's next 2 days
from now.
You're going
to tell it all over someone's pancakes.
That's right.
Oh!
Santa came late this
I'm
year.
I'm
going
to tell you this joke right all over your pancake.
It's going to freak you out so bad you'll shit.
Coconut syrup.
He's going to shit his friend's pants.
Yep.
It's like I shit my friend's pants the other day.
Yeah. Go to Amazon and pre-order.
No, he had them on. He had his own pants on. I shit in them. And then he got pissed off and pissed on me.
If you go through our website and click on the Amazon thing, you can pre-order the PS6.
Oh, for 2019?
Mm-hmm. It'll probably be about 2027.
Yeah. To have two more?
Yeah.
PS's?
About 7 years each.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Last one was 05. Christmas 05.
Seriously?
Yep. 8 years ago.
Hey, thanks for being on the show, Flames.
Yeah.
You thanks.
We've been smoking green crack today and some other shit. I don't know what it was.
Green crack.
Eating pizza now.
James Dean.
Smoking weed later. James Dean. That's the weirdest Eagles song ever.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you write a song about James Dean?
Yeah.
He had a secret crush on him.
Ooh, Glenn Frey. See, he had a lot of masturbation issues.
He also had Smuggler's Blues.
We'll see you guys on Friday if we can make it back across the ice to do another show.
Yep.
Thanks. Peace out and metal. Hey, all you taggots. The sweet soul sounds of Frank Zappa. It's time for plugs. I got distracted there by Mr. Zappa. This week is Friday. The show coming up, I can't speak. It's going to be Friday the 13th. It's at Denny's. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show hosted by Gatch. I will be doing a full set. going to be AKA headlining. You don't call it that at Denny's. But anyway, got Eric Alexander Moore and Zach Jenkins, both coming down from Portland. Maybe a couple of Salem comics. I'll have an open mic after the show. It's a free show, but you can donate money to the comics if you feel like it. A $5 suggested donation. 9 o'clock is the show time, Friday the 13th at 3435 Spicer Drive in Albany here. And also that night, if you're not in Albany and you happen to be in Eugene, you should go to Pantsless Comedy. That will be featuring the entire lineup of last week's show that didn't happen. Seth Milstein, Mac Chase, Max Brockman, Mike McGowan. Should be a good show. But you shouldn't go to that. You should come to my show instead. All right. Now that we have that cleared up. Let's see what's going on here. December 7th, High on Fire is playing at the Hawthorne Theater. January 17th, DRI is playing at the Hawthorne Theater with World of Lies opening the show. That'll be a good show. I don't know if we'll be able to make it. I didn't get to go to the Wehrmacht show. I was pissed about that. Also, don't forget, every last Saturday of the month, Seth Milstein has a thing at the Granary on 5th in Eugene. It's called Comedy as Advertised. It starts at about 9 o'clock. I'm not sure who's on the bill this month, but also the last Saturday, which is going to be the 30th of December, I'll be doing Bleepin' Funny again down at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. That's 407 Blair. That's a free show as well. It starts early, though, 5 o'clock. It goes from 5 to 7, and then you can get down to Seth's show at 9. So two things going on that night on the 30th. Also coming up January 3rd, more Denny's Comedy, because we're banging them out right now because we're trying to get caught up. Noriko Ott, Tim Hammer, both coming down from Portland. Jesse Priest from Salem. Gats will be hosting again. I'll be doing a set as well. That's Friday, January 3rd at Denny's. Same applies as all that other shit that I just talked about. Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals, apparently the singer from Pantera, has a new band. They're coming to Portland, the Hawthorne Theater, January 18th. Who else is coming? Loudness is coming, but that's way down the line. Zappa Plays Zappa, Roseland Theater, January 31st, I'm sorry. Tickets are $25 in advance, $45 at the door. Damn! $20 more just to get your tickets at the door.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy. This is kind of an abbreviated, discombobulated list. Death Angel is coming February 27th, Hawthorne Theater. Skinny Puppy, March 2nd, Wonder Ballroom. Carcass, Black Dahlia Murder, and Gore Guts, March 30th, Roseland Theater. I might have to go to that. Also coming, like I said, Loudness, April 22nd, Dante's. Godflesh is coming back to the Hawthorne Theater. Nile. Bunch of good bands coming, so check it out. Lots of good comedy shows coming up as well. I can't remember them all. There's open mics at the Green Room every Thursday in Eugene and at Tiny's Tavern on every Wednesday. And at the Capital City Theater in Salem every Tuesday. So go do some comedy, go see some shows, and then come back and listen to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show right here at tagcastpodcast.com. Or Stitcher, or iTunes, or whatever. Peace out, you guys. See you next time. Yeah.